When the Sununu family bought Waterville Valley Ski Resort back in October 2010, it was just a month until the start of the ski season. Not a lot of time for big upgrades on the slopes. But Chris Sununu, in one of his first acts as CEO at the resort, did make one renovation a priority.
First thing I did was massively upgrade the bathrooms. And everyone said, gee, the bathrooms, that's where you're putting your money? I said, yeah. Because that's, cleanliness and customer service, that's actually a frontline issue.
Sununu made other small but significant changes off the bat. A push to boost the resort's wedding business, expanding its conference center, more summer activities like mountain biking. But when it comes to some of the bigger promises Sununu made at the outset, like adding more ski trails, progress has come slower, or barely at all. Sununu says that's part of the challenge in running a ski area, especially one on public land. In this case, the White Mountain National Forest. Your business is at the mercy of the weather, and any major changes need approval from the U.S. Forest Service. Still, locals say Sununu talked up big plans for the resort's revival when he took over, and they're still waiting to see him deliver.
I think he could have been doing a better job.
Rosanna Bannock and her husband have been visiting Waterville Valley for decades and bought property in the area shortly before Sununu took over.
I think he came in saying he was going to do all these things in the valley, and we've been coming, over 30 years? And we don't think we're seeing what we thought he was going to bring.
The Sununu family has also been coming to Waterville Valley for decades. That's part of the reason they decided to take it over in 2010. While well-known in political circles, the Sununus were relative newcomers to the state's tourism industry.
Next thing you know, I'm the CEO of Waterville Valley Resort, which was kind of a shock, a little bit.
At the time, the Sununus promised to be better stewards of the resort than its previous owner, an out-of-state company that managed ski areas across the country. The previous owners had put off a lot of maintenance and upgrades. But Chris Sununu almost immediately started talking about launching the first major expansion of the ski slopes in decades. Today, though, that project, the Green Peak expansion, is still just getting off the ground. It was only this week that the resort announced these new trails were starting to be cleared. Earlier on, Chris Sununu told locals they'd be skiing there by now.
I don't think I appreciated, while I saw how long it took other resorts to take, I think I was excited like everybody else was. We're going to get this done in 3 years or 4 years. And it's been five. So it's not like we've vastly exceeded where I thought we would be, necessarily.
The hurdles that have slowed down Green Peak, financing delays, waiting for approval, are the kind of things that usually come with projects of this scale. At the same time, this promised expansion and the stalled progress has become a symbol for many locals who say they felt like they got their hopes up. Along the way, the delays have also added to speculation that the resort isn't doing as well as Sununu says publicly. At a 2014 meeting, town selectmen voiced some anxiety about the financial health of the resort.
You know, on one hand, it's a private business. On the other hand, unfortunately, it's the lifeblood of this, it's one of the key lifeblood industries of this town. And should we be asking them, hey, what's going on up there?
And this gets at a central part of this story, the relationship between Waterville Valley, the town, and Waterville Valley, the resort. Mark Dakota, the town manager, says most of the town's basic operations, trash collection, emergency services, sewer systems, are intertwined with the resort.
Simple things like water use. The ski area, the resort wants to make snow for their cross-country ski area down by the ice arena, as an example. We have to coordinate that.
But this is about more than just water use. The health of the town is largely dependent on the health of the resort. For one, the resort and its affiliated company, Waterville Valley Holdings, are the biggest taxpayers in town. And many of the 400 people who live in Waterville Valley are connected in one way or another to the resort, as employees, investors, visitors, or otherwise. For now, though, Sununu doesn't plan to open the resort's financial records for inspection, for town officials, or for the public. Absent details about the resort's finances, publicly available data about the ski visits there is the next best thing. But in recent years, those figures have been cause for concern. Like other New Hampshire resorts, Waterville Valley has seen a steady decline in skiers in the past decade. Last season, the resort logged fewer than half the number of skiers it did in 2010, the year Sununu took over. It was a rough year for the entire East Coast ski industry, but Waterville Valley's visits fell more sharply than other White Mountain resorts.
The hotel, the town square, the conference center, never been better. Never had better financial results. I mean, without question. The ski area last year, it was stunk. I'm not going to lie about that. It was really rough. It was tough weather. So the business is so dynamic. It's not about It's not about the overall value or anything like that.
So if Sununu keeps pointing to his business record at Waterville as he campaigns for governor, how should voters size it up?
Tell him to come on up and have a couple great days of skiing at Waterville Valley. The quality of the product speaks for itself.
Still, people who've been on the ground in Waterville Valley for years say that product hasn't changed as much as they hoped under Sununu's management. Andy Knight, who runs a nonprofit that supports schools, charities, and lots of other local institutions in the valley, says the kickoff party for the new ski season the year Sununu took over felt like a homecoming celebration.
There was a great buzz in the room, a kind of electricity that I haven't felt in a very long time.
Since then, his view has tempered. He's still waiting for the resort's comeback.
I think he's basically a good person. If Waterville Valley Resort and its current trajectory is what he's saying, you know, hey, I'm a successful businessman, the jury is definitely way out.
For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.